Welcome to News Tribune on Tap. I'm Gary Caster, managing editor at the Jefferson City News Tribune and host of News Tribune on Tap, a weekly conversation about news and issues in Jefferson City that matter to you. Today's special guest is Lane Streisner, education reporter for the Jefferson City News Tribune. Hello, Lane.
Hi.
So, Lane, we're beginning the month of August here, and for most folks, their minds normally heavily emphasis on normally go back to it's back to school time, but 2020 has been anything but normal for the education community. So let's go back to February, late February, early March, when the COVID-19 pandemic really tipped everything upside down for the education community. Remind us of how the school districts transitioned from that traditional school setting to remote learning and how all that went.
It was about in the middle of March that Jefferson City School District was the first one to close, and they announced that they were closing, and then shortly after all the other districts in Cole County did, announced it that they were closing, and then a few days later, that was whenever all the staff and all the students had to start learning from home, and all the teachers had to kind of quickly gather new curriculum. They had to change it to online. I think overall it was pretty successful, but it was a little bit chaotic, especially at first, just because nobody is used to learning and teaching from home, so
right.
They had to get used to that.
Right. I mean, that was quite a learning curve, quite honestly, yeah. For parents. I mean, I really feel for them. Many of them were working home remotely also,
yeah.
And also teaching or trying to help their students go through these uncharted waters. So mm-hmm. one thing that I recall from DESE was that they sort of left all the decisions of how the districts wanted to handle the spring semester to the districts.
They really didn't.
It wasn't a top-down decision.
No, they didn't really have many guidelines or anything. They just came out with guidelines for the fall semester, but they kind of just, left it up to the districts in the spring.
They also, towards maybe May, started talking about the learning deficit. An mm-hmm. acknowledgement that, they got through the semester, but there was a learning deficit for students. Kind of walk through what that means.
People from DESE said that they're expecting a learning loss. Students aren't learning as much as they would be in person when they're learning remotely. So they actually came up with a task force, and they're working right now to come up with guidelines to address the learning loss.
Okay.
For students in the fall. So they'll have that before school starts, sometime
okay.
in August, I think.
Okay. So the districts were able to complete the school year, with the exception of most extracurricular activities, proms and graduations. They got through the last day of school and summer began. Many of them then transitioned to summer school settings, all the while their eyes were really on the fall. How they were going to approach reentry mm-hmm. for the fall. So you and I have talked about this before. A lot of the schools used the summer school programs that they offer as test kitchens, if you will,
yes.
for how things would work in the fall. So how did districts like the JC School District approach drafting the reentry plans?
Well, it was very different for most school districts, because the Jefferson City School District did Launch, which is a virtual learning program that's based in the Springfield School District that Missouri schools can pay to use. So they switched to that for summer school. Then other districts like Blair Oaks, they had in-person summer school. They just had some safety precautions, so it was a little bit different. And then like Helias canceled their summer school. They announced that they were canceling summer school and switching to an 8-period day in the fall to allow for more social distancing. Mm. So the Jefferson City School District and Blair Oaks, they both sent out surveys to staff and families and students to kind of see what went well and what could be better for during the spring and the summer, that to kind of gauge how they're going to do their reentry plans. So that's what the Jefferson City School District used that to kind of create their reentry plan.
So before we go on to the fall, let's look back at the summer school. So let's look at JC's first. So they went the virtual learning route,
mm-hmm.
But it wasn't the tool they had used previously.
No.
They used Launch. So kind of explain what Launch is, because that's the tool they're going to be using also in the fall, correct?
Yes. So Launch is taught by certified teachers in Missouri. So during summer school, actually some JC Schools teachers did teach it, but other students had teachers from different school districts in Missouri. So during the spring semester, it was kind of up to each individual teacher on how they wanted to teach. So a lot of them did Google Classroom or Zoom meetings, stuff like that. But I heard that Launch was easier for students to use. Well, not at first, but after they got used to it.
Right.
Just because it guides you more through the program on what to do and how to use it.
Yeah. I recall you did a story earlier in the summer, at the beginning of summer school, where you actually got to watch one teacher using the Launch program as a local teacher. Kind of walk us through what you saw there, what the teacher was doing, how the program worked.
Yeah, so I actually went to her house, and in her office, she had a meeting, a video chat meeting that was on the Launch program, and she was teaching second grade summer school, and the theme for elementary school through Launch for the summer was a national park adventure. So they got to learn a bunch of different subjects while also learning about national parks and wildlife and stuff like that. So she was teaching them, she was doing a craft. They were making a lily pad because they were learning about the Everglades.
Yeah.
And there was about 10 students who were following along through the video chat with their own craft supplies and doing the same thing as her. Then she also screen shared through the program and showed them the Everglades and the lily pads there, and kind of explain why it was important that they were making it. So.
Yeah, that seems so surreal to be able to do a craft through a virtual program like that. So let's talk about Blair Oaks. It went the opposite direction. It went to in-person teaching for its summer school. So kind of walk through what you also experienced that. What was it like at summer school for Blair Oaks?
Overall, it seemed just like normal summer school. But there were some changes, like some of the teachers were bringing lunch to the students so that they didn't all have to gather into the cafeteria. Mm. And then they were using multiple cafeterias, and then they usually just do one during summer school.
So they were trying to reduce the congregation of the students. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Students were spaced out more in the classrooms than normal. There was more time between lunch shifts to allow staff to clean the cafeteria. Had more bus routes than normal to have 43 students or less on each bus.
So we're into August. School's about to resume. How are the schools individually approaching reentry? So let's start with JC, the biggest school district in the area. If you're a student at JC, what are your options this fall?
You can choose to do in-person classes, or you can choose to do Launch. Middle and high school students can choose to do a hybrid of online and in-seat courses if they want.
So with JC schools, you have the option then of the beginning of this year to say, you know what, I want to go to classes every day, or you have the option to stay home, do Launch. Let's say I'm a student and I decide I'm going to do Launch. I get a few weeks into it. My parents and I both realize, you know what, this is not working out so well. Am I stuck for the semester? I mean, what are my options there?
Yeah, you're stuck for the semester.
Oh my gosh.
You can't choose to.
Try harder, Gary.
If you choose to do Launch at the beginning of the semester, you have a 14-day window to transfer back to in-seat instruction if you choose, but you can't, in the middle of the semester, choose to suddenly do online learning. You have to stay in person.
Okay. So make your decisions wisely, I guess. So what's their plan should a student or an educator get COVID? I mean, what's their plans for if you're doing in-person teaching and all of a sudden the second grade teacher has COVID, what's the plan?
So if that student or staff member who tests positive for COVID attends school the day they tested positive, the areas they were in will be closed for at least the rest of the day to allow for a contact tracing by the local health department. So students and staff might be contacted to help with contact tracing and to review assigned seating charts and determine who had contact with the person who tested positive. And then the students and staff who came in close contact with the person who tested positive would not be allowed to return to school until released by the health department. And staff and families would be notified if the school district is aware of an official positive case.
Okay. So that's the JC school district. So now what's the plan for Blair Oaks?
Blair Oaks has three levels for different numbers of cases in the community. So green levels are for low numbers, which is where we are right now. So that's just going to require some preventative practices. Yellow levels are when there's moderate community spread. So then the district, if we move to a yellow level, might move to hybrid instruction, which would include alternating days of attendance and online instruction. And then red levels is when there's a substantial community spread or positive cases in a school building. So this would require intensive mitigation strategies, closure of areas of the school, staggered days of attendance, or transition to distance learning. Under all of the risk levels, students might be placed in a homeroom, which is a small cohort of students who are going to be in the same 6-foot perimeter for most of the day. So the students would stay with the same group of students and adults throughout the day. But throughout the year, the groups might be rearranged just for variety, it says. Blair Oaks is also limiting the amount of students on buses.
So what are they doing as far as like when students arrive? Reading your story, it seems like my recollection was that they would go to these homerooms, which is kind of different than how it works previous years.
Yeah, in the past they could hang out in the hallways or go to their class, but yeah, this year they're going to be going to their homeroom first thing in the morning. They're not going to be allowed to gather in the hallways. Masks aren't going to be required under green levels, but they might do it if it moves to yellow or red. And they're not doing temperature checks under green levels. They're just encouraging staff and students to check their own temperatures before school. But if the risk changes to yellow or red, they might purchase thermal cameras to check everyone's temperature when they enter the buildings.
What's the plan for Helias? How are they going to re-enter this fall?
Helias is requiring masks for students in designated areas when they can't social distance, increased hand washing. They have social distancing efforts and temperature checks. One thing that stood out about Helias is they're going to have students walk single file down the hallways. No other schools are doing that. They're just requiring masks, but Helias is doing both.
Hmm. I can't imagine how easy that's going to be to especially younger children, stay in single line. Helias had gone to an eight-hour schedule, is that right?
Yeah, eight-period day. So it was seven.
So what's the idea behind that?
So Helias doesn't have enough teachers and classrooms to social distance in a typical 7-day period. So 8 periods will allow all 750 students to be accommodated while social distancing. So to maintain 6 feet of distance between students for the fall semester, there's going to be smaller class sizes and more sections of classes. So in a normal 7-day period, there are 280 class sections, which means class sizes are about 25 to 30 students, but adding an extra period in the day will allow the school to create more sections to classes, which would alleviate the space problem and allow for smaller class sizes.
All right. So that sounds like they have a pretty solid plan going forward. What about extracurricular activities such as sports, theater, music, etc.?
Well, the Jefferson City School District said that they're going to use the Missouri State High School Activities Association's guidelines to create their guidelines for sports and activities, but they're still... So MSHA came out with their guidelines, but the school district is still creating their plan. They're just using this to create it.
So what was MSHA's plan?
They just have different safety precautions like social distancing, screening students for COVID, extra cleaning, not sharing different materials or equipment. They're going to have more hand sanitizer, no handshakes.
So I'll say just, it seems like it's going to be quite a challenge, especially when you think about sports, and I just don't see how social distancing is going to be achievable. At the line of scrimmage, for instance, in football, they're not 6 feet apart, and there's a lot of contact there. So I think that will be interesting to see how this plays out going forward. But at this point, the districts are, they've taken these guidelines, and they're basically formulating their own plans as to how they will have their students participate.
Yeah.
Okay. So when it comes to the fall semester, how do you think it's going to go? You've been covering education all last year. What do you think the prognosis looks like for the fall semester?
Well, I think it's hard to say, but all Cole County School Administration have been collaborating with the Cole County Health Department to come up with their reentry plan. So, I mean, I think that's good at least.
Right. That's right. At least they're all working together. Right. So,
based on the Jeff City Schools surveys that they sent to families and staff, I think overwhelmingly most people were really excited to go back and they wanted in-person classes. But then there were a few people who did want a virtual option because I think they're kind of hesitant to send their kids back already. But then I've seen Facebook comments, people who are really worried about it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. All right. So stay tuned as we see how this semester goes. We have great hopes. And I think it's one of those things where the districts are planning for the worst, but hoping for the best.
Yeah.
Again, Lane, we thank you for your reporting here on these subjects. I know there's a lot of interest in the community on how the schools are responding to the pandemic. And we, of course, thank you for joining us today on NT on Tap.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. You can find News Tribune on Tap at newstribune.com, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Play.